Firstly, Richard, you had a victory this afternoon against North Down.
Yeah, we won against North Down today away. So, difficult game today now. It was, they came down from the Premiership last year, so they knew how to play hockey, so we really left our game to them today now.
And it finished 3-1, was it?
Yeah, 3-1.
3-1, right.
3 goals in the second half, so...
So you've made a pretty decent start to the campaign. That's, the fourth game, and you've won 3 out of 4?
Yeah, we won 3 out of 4. That's our eighth game overall, and we've undefeated so far. So 7-1s and 1-1, so we're going well.
And yet it is a pretty competitive division, and KV Ladies, they seem to be the trailblazers at this stage.
At the moment they are. We beat them 2 weeks ago 4-2 at home, so we've had a couple of games in hand, so hopefully when we get them games played, hopefully we'll be the ones sitting at the top of it.
So tell us a little bit about the current Rafo Ladies First team. Is it a case of really pushing for promotion this year?
Yes, we're probably going on all three fronts at the moment. We're pushing hard for the Premiership, trying to get back into the Premiership, and we're in the semi-finals of the Senior Cup. On the 25th, I think we're playing the Senior Cup in that, and then we're still in the Irish Trophy. So we have a draw on the 1st of December at home to Cork Action.
And tell us a little bit about the numbers involved these days, the number of teams that the ladies are putting out, and what sort of geographical spread is the net being cast over to attract players?
Well, we have, at the moment we're running with 2 teams. We were thinking going with 3rd this year. We had sort of 42 ladies in the books, and at the moment we're still sticking with 2 teams, and we're doing well. Both teams both undefeated. Far from Castle Derg would probably the furthest away, and the rest are all local from the Ryland School.
And of course, the school being the feeder for so many of the players, it is absolutely crucial.
Very much so.
Yeah. And the game itself, the pitches seem to be getting better all the time, more and more 3G, 4G, 5G, and certainly your own facilities there and the floodlights and everything, it's a far cry from many years ago, and maybe some of the older players even remember playing on the shale.
And I'm one of them. But no, yeah, I mean, the pitches are moving on something seriously, and to be honest, we're a bit behind times again with our own pitch. You know, we need to update our own pitch to stay with the race, if you know, to improve our younger squads through men and ladies, like.
Yeah, and it's made the game faster as well. The better surfaces.
Oh, very very much faster, and so true a ball. If you know, you're not looking for this bunch over a stone or something in the grip pitches. You know, but unbelievable speed of game, and you know, fighting for the ball and all, like.
And of course, with the Irish international team having had such a great year, that naturally has to have a filtering down effect to all the clubs.
It certainly has. It has improved overall. If you know, it was a great achievement for the ladies getting to the final. It has a big effect of all the players, like our juniors. I think we have over 120 to 30 kids in the junior on a Tuesday and Thursday nights. Like.
Yeah. And naturally enough, being the only club from Donegal and flying the Donegal flag, you've a fair bit of travel, because every away game, you know, often it can mean trips to Down or Ards or Belfast, and that's quite a commitment for all involved.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that we have, that we do have a serious bit of commitment. And the biggest problem is some teams doesn't come to, like, our seconds and stuff, and it's very hard to keep going, like.
Yeah. And so tell us a bit about the first team this year. Who's the captain, and any particular goal scorers or notable defenders to look out for?
Sabrina Barnett is probably one of our senior players, and she's captain at the moment and doing very well for us. We have a big squad number on the team, with young players and old players, like Wendy Patterson's flying at the moment, two hat-tricks in the last two games. Like, so we're doing very well that way. Like,
and tell, the second team, you know, sometimes they're knocking at the door to get into the first team panel. Is there a big difference between the first and the seconds?
There's a few players that would be not far away. The biggest problem we have is probably where they're playing. They're in junior five, and it's just the standard of the hockey down there, and the standard that we have is a big jump for them. Like, but other than that, if you know, there's young players that's doing very well down there that could. Well, we have a couple of them just came up this week again. So we keep moving.
So based on the start of the season, I mean, it's probably to be four games, three wins and a draw, and you've beaten the side that are top of the table. So you'd have to, at this stage, be quite hopeful that you can give it a real push for promotion.
Yeah, that's the aim, anyway. But as you know, sport is sport.
And next up, are you at home next weekend?
We're home to CA next weekend. Right. So,
and generally speaking, the matches in Rafoe, do they tend to have the same start each week when you are at home, if anybody wants to get along?
Yeah, normally it's 1 o'clock and the men's at 2:30, and normally we don't change very much in that.